This is a conversation with Nicoletta Corsetti. Hi, Nicoletta.
Hi, Serge.
So, how did you start? How did you get into focusing?
Yeah, that was now. I found focusing in 96.
Yeah.
And it was part of my training as a counselor.
Mm.
So I found it there in the counseling school as one of the subjects. Mm.
So as a part of your training in counseling, you discovered focusing. And what was it for you when you came into it?
It was easy. It was something easy since the beginning. I can remember the first session I had that I was guided by a teacher of the counseling school to try this new thing for me. And I remember that he asked me to think about a person I like and then to a person I don't like. This classical exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And what I remember of that experience was the feeling of something really easy and also pleasant. I don't know if I can say this. Pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
Something that I like. That was easy and pleasant to do.
Yeah, easy and pleasant to do. And you know, just right now you had a thing about the word, and you hesitated a little bit about it.
Mm.
Before we started, you know, this recorded conversation, you were telling me how you were a little bit afraid of how it would be for you to express yourself in English.
Mm.
So I would like to very much make this part of our conversation.
Mm.
You know, some acknowledging that there is that language difficulty, possibly, and making it part of what we explore today as we talk.
Yes, the difficulties, the thing that I don't have enough words in English to say what I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is something that makes me feel uneasy, or that I don't have the really full ability to express myself.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So that sense of uneasy because you don't have a full ability to express yourself.
Yeah.
So what's it like when you feel that?
I'm in touch with this now. It's a kind of sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm feeling sad, like very, like an old sadness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something like sad because I am not fully understood.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, yeah. So that sense of a sadness of not being fully understood, and that's an old sadness.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So yeah. Something in me prefer to remain quiet, to stay silent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're aware of that part of you that prefers to remain quiet, to stay silent. And at the same time, you're in the middle of this conversation. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to make room for this.
Mm-hmm.
To give to this thing in myself that I feel inside, to give it room so I can stay with it while I'm talking with you.
Yeah. So you're giving it room to stay with it. And as I'm hearing you, I'm also hearing something that, you know, some noise that looks like you're breathing.
I had some deeper breath.
Yeah. So I want to name the breath, you know, and that noise that people may have heard as you were talking, and name the breath and making part of this process. It's happening at the same time as you want to make, you know, give yourself room. And it feels like the breath is like maybe some kind of a release or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, a little release when I felt this more space, no, inside to... When I say often that I feel a release when I start feeling myself more three-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens when I'm focusing. At some point, I can feel myself becoming three-dimensional.
Yeah. So when you're focusing, there's a moment of you starting to feel yourself more three-dimensional, and you feel that release.
Yeah. I feel that this is the moment when focusing starts for me.
Wow, beautiful.
This is the point where I thought, okay, now it is happening, really.
Yeah.
When I recognize that sensation, that it's not a sensation, it's the way I perceive myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a kind of a sense of yourself, the way you perceive yourself.
Yeah.
And... You know, there's a moment in the process when you just, you recognize that sense of yourself, and then you know you're in focusing, and then there's kind of a release.
Yeah. I feel that I'm almost there now.
Yeah. So you're almost there. So it's kind of, in a way... You are enough in it to recognize that process of getting into it, and you have enough experience of it to say, you know, I know I'm somewhere in there, but not as fully there as I can be. So it's kind of you're in a way in familiar territory.
Yeah.
So what's it like what's the sense of it right now? You know, maybe physically, what do you experience? What does it bring up for you? What's it like to explore that moment of being almost there?
Yeah, something changes, especially in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
The chest is more three-dimensional now.
Yeah.
And it's more like vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
There is more life inside, or maybe it's just because I'm more in touch, so I can feel the movement or life that it's in there all the time.
Yeah.
At some point I start feeling it.
Yeah. So more three-dimensional, more vibrant, a sense of feeling more movement, a sense of feeling in touch.
Mm. Yeah, it's about feeling more spacious.
Spacious. So what's it like just this moment when you're hesitating about the word you say spacia, and then you ask, you know, you have that little hesitation.
Yeah, because I'm not sure that it is correct in English,
yeah.
That word.
So just as we, you know, part of what we're exploring is that, you know, that difficulty, that sense of not having all of your, you know, your tools, of not having all you can do right there. So right now that you're almost in a focusing mode, what's it like to notice that little hesitation about the word spacious?
It's something in me that feels small. Yeah, this is that sad part that now,
yeah.
Maybe now it is not so sad as before, but it's something that feels really small and young, like children, like I'm a children talking with an adult now.
So
that part in me feels like that, to be like children talking with an adult and feeling like having less tools, as you said, less abilities. So.
Yeah. So that's a moment where you feel a little bit of that sadness, not as much as before, but still some sadness, and feeling small, like children talking to an adult.
Yeah.
So as you feel that sense of, you know, maybe small and some sadness, what's happening in your chest? Is it still three-dimensional, expanded, vibrant, or is it back to how it was at the beginning?
No, it's still three-dimensional, but it is more calm now.
Mm-hmm.
When I told you about this child sensation, after that it became more calm, more like stable.
Okay, so in other words, there's a sense right now, if I hear you correctly, that you feel that sense of sad and small, but it's in a place where you can also feel calm and still expanded.
Yeah. And more stable. I don't know if this is an invented word or.
Well, again, I mean, it just happens to be a very real word, but part, I want to use it. See, as you have this thing about words right now, we're in a beautiful place because we're also exploring the fact that words in focusing don't have to have a very, you know, firm meaning.
Yeah.
And they can, so how is it for you to realize that maybe part of, you know, when you're hesitating about a word, in a way you're very much into the essence of focusing.
There is a kind of something that really struggled to... maybe it's a struggle to do it the best way.
Yeah.
It's hard to accept that
it is hard because you feel like it's a sense of a struggle to do it the best way. And this doesn't feel like it's right. It doesn't feel like it's the best way. It feels imperfect. Yeah.
I really am trying to feel there is a point here that it's not clear now about these last things, to be, to struggle to do it the best way, to be imperfect. There is something at this point.
Yeah. So something about that struggle to avoid being imperfect or to be perfect.
It's difficult to catch.
Yeah. So how is it, by the way, that we're talking about it?
It's really stimulating.
So I want to also say that it is a struggle that I share. You know, so when I say, for instance, you know, we're in focusing, so it's okay not having a perfect meaning, it's part of the process. In a way, what I'm saying is true, but it's not fully true, because if I was in your place, I know that I would also have that struggle to feel like a child and not having the right word. And so I want to make it clear that I am very curious about what's happening to you, because it's also something I can really, really resonate with, and it's a struggle I share.
Yeah, I think that it's something I cannot understand, no, but there is something about feeling safe. That's not totally clear.
Yeah.
To have all, if I have, to have abilities is related to feeling safe. Something like that. This is what I can say. I'm trying to express. It's something about that childlike part. Who wants to really feel safe, maybe in relation to adults.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's something about having abilities that gives a sense of feeling safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially in relation to others.
Adults.
Okay.
Adults. Yeah. People.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, for me, what it evokes, what it resonates with me about is, okay, if I have abilities, I can take care of myself, and if I don't, I'm dependent on others.
Yeah.
And on the adults.
I am feeling how this touches inside myself, what you just said. Really true for something inside myself.
I'm
smiling.
Yeah.
Because I had a thought now. I try to say it. It's a strange thought, but it's almost like now, today, adult people are native English speakers. As when I was a child, adult people were my parents. So but it's this, that those are native English native speakers are the adults. now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, this brought release.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The smile. Because, yes, this is strange way, but it's like that. In a sense, it's like it is exactly like that.
Yeah, yeah. So really that sense that when you were a kid, the adult peoples were your parents. But mm-hmm. now, when you are expressing yourself in English,
yeah.
and people who speak English as their main language, then you, compared to them, you feel like they're the parents, they're the adults.
Yeah.
And you're a child because you're not have all the tools they have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
now I'm smiling and I have some tears also. Yeah, because immediately after arrived the thought like, why am I doing this again? No, why I'm putting myself in relation with American people or English people,
mm-hmm.
to have this part inside to me to feel this again. I don't know if I'm clear.
Yeah, why are you doing this to yourself? Why are you going through that really difficult yeah. moment, you know?
Why I'm doing this again to this part inside myself.
Yeah, why are you torturing the child again?
yeah, really. Yeah, now I am an adult and I can live speaking Italian. It's enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a good question for me.
Yeah.
Now I feel really like full of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
But in a very pleasant way, because it's very vital, very vibrant, and I feel energized.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really was touching something really meaningful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that very energized, very vibrant, very meaningful. Is there a way that you can maybe find words to describe what it feels like inside your body and where?
Oh, now it's everywhere, especially mm-hmm. in the chest, but also in the center of the belly. There is something really warm.
Mm.
Not the fire, but something really, really, really warm, like a very warm stone, but not mm-hmm. heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel this energy moving in my body, and especially in the arms, and in the chest, in the belly.
Mm-hmm.
The chest is bigger than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Really three-dimensional.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so that energy, that warmth, it's moving all over your body, and that sense of, you know, bigger, three-dimensional, expanded. So how is it to stay with that feeling?
Mm. Yeah, it is very touching.
Yeah.
I am feeling like I am feeling touched by myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that feels like a very beautiful expression. You know, I'm feeling touched by myself. You're feeling touched by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's something happening inside, and you know, all that warmth and energy and expansion circulating, and together with that, that sense of I'm feeling touched by myself.
Mm. Yeah. It feel like very open, no? What I was exploring
mm-hmm.
a moment ago. It, I feel it still open.
Yeah.
The questions I found are like there, no? Inside of my chest, they are there, open, and
mm-hmm.
without answers now, but not, something not heavy, but very, very solid, very
mm-hmm.
dense.
Yeah, yeah. So something about the questions are still there, mm. and it's not that they have an answer,
no.
But they're there, and there's something very solid about noticing that, or about having them there.
Solid also in the sense of something very, very true. Very, I don't know how to say true, something like it's right.
Yeah, so again, I want to bring up, you know, what's it like at this moment when you hesitate about the word true?
Oh, now I feel more. It's possible to hesitate. Yeah, it's possible with you now to hesitate. It's not totally possible, but little more.
A little more. Okay. Good. Good. So that sense of noticing how yeah, this it's possible a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is still this why question
mm-hmm.
still there, and it really it's there. It's like I have it inside my chest,
mm-hmm.
and it's there, and it doesn't move. Like it wants to be there,
mm-hmm.
and. I don't have the answer now. This
mm-hmm.
is the sensation, not to have this question there, solid, dense, without an answer.
Yeah. So the question is there, without an answer.
Mm.
And so, how is it, you know, at some point in the conversation you were saying, you know, this is the sense I have of when I am in a focusing mode, and then you said, I'm almost there. So right now, where are you in that? Are you in the focusing? Are you almost there?
I'm there.
Okay.
I'm there in that space, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we're, in a way, the purpose of this conversation is to explore what it's like in the focusing mode. So right now you are. And one of the things you notice is that you can have the question and not have the answer, and you're fully in the focusing mode.
Yeah. The sensation is really to be in an open space.
An open space.
I like very much these words I read by Gently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really the sensation I have also now to be in an open space all around,
mm-hmm.
It's all open around myself,
mm-hmm.
and I can be there, I can I can sustain myself to remain there.
So it's like being in an open space that's all open around you, and that sense that you can sustain you there, you can be there, you can remain there.
Yeah. This is something that I live every time I focus in. At some point I live this. It's something or I could use the word terrible.
Okay.
But it's not in a bad sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible in the sense.
So something about terrible, but not in a bad sense, and in a way that's hard to exactly describe, but there's something about that.
Terrible, because it's something like absolute. Radical.
Yeah.
Totally,
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. So it's terrible, not in the ordinary sense of terrible, but terrible because it's like absolute, radical.
And I feel this totally, you know. I would use the same word in Italian, so it's not a problem of language.
Yeah.
That terrible, or I would say in Italian straziante, is the right word to when you feel something so intense and stay there without doing nothing to stop feeling that.
Yeah.
Like accepting to feel this intensity totally.
Yeah.
Remaining still and calm. It's all something like that.
Yeah. So something where there is that very, very intense feeling, and you do nothing to avoid it, but you just stay there and you stay still feeling it.
And intensity doesn't mean that it is strong.
Yeah.
Not in that sense.
Yeah.
Intensity is like that you feel it deeply or totally.
Yeah, so intense does not mean strong. It's like deeply, totally.
Yeah.
And that's, you had used the word absolute before.
Mm.
So that kind of absolutely, deeply, totally.
Now I feel really relaxed. After I found those words. Those are not the right words at all, but they are close to.
Yeah.
But still they give me a sense of relax now.
Yeah. So as you find the right words, which are not the right word in a sense, they're not precise, but they were kind of a way of getting closer to what feels right, and then there's kind of a release, a sense of being more relaxed because you got it there.
Now inside is good, vital calm, I would say.
Yeah. So it's good sense of a vital calm.
Yeah, in the belly, it's still warm, but it's not. It's not. It's more wide, warm.
Mm-hmm.
And the chest is quiet.
Yeah. 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 So something about that warm, relaxed, quiet.
Vital.
Vital. Yeah. Yeah. So, as we're coming toward the end of the conversation,
yeah.
You know, is there a way to maybe something that might need to be said or acknowledged or moved towards? What's it like to make a transition from this moment and finding the intensity, the absolute, the total, the vital calm, and then transitioning back to ordinary?
Yeah. In relation to my process, I feel that I did a focusing process about something really meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to bring with me those questions. I have two questions now that I want to bring with me from this process.
Mm-hmm.
To continue working on this or focusing on this or they are two really precious questions.
Yeah,
I'm happy to have this and to have something to bring with me after the process. And in relation to the conversation, I'm not sure know how to close this.
Well, I love the idea actually that it's the not sure, because part of what you experience in the process is that pleasure of coming away with it with questions. And maybe the not sure is a beautiful conclusion to the process.
Mm. Okay.
So thank you, Nicoletta, for sharing the process.
Thank you, sir.
This is part of the Focusing Conversations series of the Focusing Institute, hosted by Serge Prangle. All contents are protected by copyright. You can find other such conversations on our website at focusing.org/conversations.